Heat and Cool, America's largest online distributor of heating and air conditioning products, and Inc. magazine ranked them one of the fastest growing private companies in America. Hey, why don't you get a job over there? Get off your lazy butt. Use a spatula if you have to, and get over to Heat and Cool. They specialize in bringing you the best and most efficient air conditioning, heating, and ventilation systems in the world. I don't know if they're hiring, but they have a great product at the best prices possible. And unlike other companies, Heat and Cool will assist you and your technician with any technical support questions you may have during the installation or with servicing your system before and after your purchase. So you don't have some sales guy coming into your house and selling you more stuff than you need, or stuff that you don't need, or stuff you don't understand. You could shop for it online, and they'll help you on the website. Order it. It's delivered to your house. Then you just hire a guy to install it. And orders ship for free to U.S. continental states. Most orders ship the same day. And they give you a hassle-free, industry-first, 365-day return on all purchases. Doesn't this sound great? I want you to go to philhewlettandfriends.com. Go to the sponsors page. Click on the Heat and Cool button. And then you can order up what you want. And in fact, if you see a price on something that you like, but you saw it lower somewhere else, the identical item in stock, they will not only at Heat and Cool meet that price, they'll beat it by 3%. Some restrictions apply. So again, go to the website, our website, hit the sponsor page, and click on the Heat and Cool button, and make your house livable again, will you? Thanks. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. Here we go with hour two of the talk show that is out of this world, frankly. Last hour, we talked about space. We talked about eating feces for good health. And that's because with me on the show today is Brooke Peterson, our producer and the host of Sweet Life, the podcast. And Dale Lopes, who's a first-time friend of the program, is a storied sports talk host from Southern California, but really can talk about just about anything and cannot be repressed in the talking department. Isn't that true, Dale?
I've been told that, yeah.
Yeah. But he's here. And we learned during the program that he's a cancer survivor, too. We didn't delve into that because that's his own business. But proud to know you, as a matter of fact. And way to go. You're a model for a lot of people out there who are fighting whatever it is you fought and killed.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I really do.
You killed it before it killed you. That's what I like in a person. All right, so we have a lot of stories to talk about, including this hour. Don't forget, Manny the Movie Guy will join us, and we're going to talk with Dr. Dahlia Wax. How do you think she says it? Any idea, Brooke, how she says it?
I think it's Wax.
It's Wax, like W-A-X, but it's spelled W-A-C-H.
Wax.
Wax?
Wax.
I'm going to say Wax.
If she walks like a wax, then it's, okay.
Then it must be a wax.
Right.
Let's go with Wax.
Yeah.
I say Wax.
Anyway, there's an alarming trend out there. More and more kids are getting just serious diseases and conditions that they didn't used to just a short generation ago. In fact, maybe a half a generation ago, chronic health conditions. And we're going to delve into that with her and a whole lot more. It's just a packed hour of the program. And not to mention that we have our own stories to talk about as well. So, Brooke, let's start with you. And this is amazing. You know, I've always watched the people at the United Nations with those earphones in, and they're from different countries. They don't speak a lick of English or French or whatever the prevailing language is on the dais there at the main hall there at the United Nations. But they can all somehow understand exactly what's going on. Now, I gather they're just wired up to a human translator who's just speaking to them, and they're not hearing the person on the stage.
But old school.
Yeah, old school. But new school, we have apps, man. We have phones that'll do all kinds of stuff
Bluetooth.
For us. Yes, exactly. In places we'd rather not have it. But what's new with this whole translation thing?
Okay, this to me, it is still in its developmental stage, so there's a lot of questions that remain. But this to me just sounds like one of the coolest things ever as a person who has the hardest time speaking another language. And half the time, even English is a little shady for me. But this is an app that you have a device in your ear and then an app on your phone, and you can basically converse with somebody in front of you in real time and away from, the translator and in different languages. And it's kind of like, have you ever read the book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Of course, everybody has.
Okay. Well, do you remember that in the book called The Babblefish, where you sort of stick this thing in your ear and all of a sudden you can understand other languages?
Yeah. Now, isn't there a website that is all about translation called Babblefish?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I believe there is. I mean, it's based on that, right? It's the whole concept.
That sounds like it, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
That's what it sort of sounds. It seems kind of magical to me, where you can just sort of put something in your ear and you can sort of speak any language in the world that you want, wherever you happen to be, whether you're traveling or whether you're, you know, in your office.
Yeah, it's just like in movies. No matter where the movie is set, it could be in any country, or the lead character can be speaking with a space alien, and everybody speaks English and understands each other perfectly. In that world, right? And so now we've made, using technology, we've made that world a reality.
Well, we're working on it. We're still working on it, but yes.
Brooke, what's the cost on something like that?
Yeah, so the full cost is supposed to be between somewhere $250 to $300. But if you donated to their Indiegogo campaign, you could get a reduced price of $129 to $149.
Yeah, because you invested the difference in the company.
Right.
Yeah, so that's how those Indiegogos work. Well, that's exciting stuff.
Yes, it'll be fun to see how it works. And supposedly the app, and I don't really get this. Like, okay, so the app is supposed to be scheduled to be released this summer, but the earpiece isn't released until next spring. So I'm not sure why they would even bother releasing one without the other. But
yeah.
There you go.
Well, see, we've had the technology in these translation apps. In fact, you know, a couple of years ago, I had a couple of contractors in my kitchen putting up cabinets, and they spoke Mandarin, right? A Chinese dialect. We didn't understand each other very well. So I whipped out my phone and opened up the translator app, and I selected English to Mandarin, and I spoke into it, and it recorded my voice, and then I pressed the go button, and it made a little paragraph. Now, hopefully it translated me properly, and the contractor read it and said, oh, yeah, understood. And then I switched it around, and the contractor could see what I was doing, and I said, here, you talk into it, and then the contractor gave me the answer, spoke into the phone, and translated the Mandarin to English. And it said, your dog has three legs. I'd like to marry it.
Oh, my God.
And so hopefully the technology is better now.
Well, that could lead to a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, my kitchen cabinets are a little off, but just the same.
Well, you know, that'd be handy for women when they go to the nail salons, right?
Oh.
Hey. I know what you're saying.
What are you saying?
I know what you're saying.
As a matter
now.
Of fact.
Or you could be listening to it, and it could be translating for you, and they don't know that you understand what
right.
they're saying.
Yeah.
So then you can be like, I know what you're saying.
No, you must be. I think you're starting to sound like you're high. You're high on magic mushrooms or something.
You're so good at that.
Good for nothing. So where are we going with this?
Okay, so magic mushrooms. Apparently, there is a new study that claims, and this is a small study, but it claims that magic mushrooms has helped to improve the symptoms of depression for 94% of the participants.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, you're so 94. Loaded out of your mind, you don't have time to be depressed. Is that what they're saying?
Well, you know, I'm not sure if they've been able to deduce what exactly about it is working so well, but apparently, like I said, it is a small study, so we're talking like 12 people,
yeah.
But literally 12 people.
Yeah.
So there's still a lot to glean from it, but really, the scientists are really claiming victory already, just that they were able to get this type of study funded to begin with.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
But it's interesting to think that you can go on a trip and, you know, for medicinal purposes.
Yeah, yeah. And these days, I mean, we have to worry about all kinds of stuff, Zika virus and all the viruses that are out there. I mean, and we knew this was coming because we've been washing our hands with antibacterial stuff forever. And the bugs just keep getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Right, Brooke?
I think there's been a decent amount of coverage in the past year or two about our bacteria becoming more and more resistant to antibiotics. And so what does that mean for illnesses and infections that we've been able to treat very easily? And they're saying now, and by they, I mean the CDC, is predicting that potentially by the year 2050, superbugs could kill somebody every 3 seconds worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah. Every 3 seconds.
Wow.
3 seconds. Yeah. This is worldwide, but yeah.
Talk about thinning the herd.
Yeah,
right.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely something serious to consider and to think about. But I have heard also that there is a potential solution to these stubborn little strains.
You're not going to make us eat something smelly again, are you?
It might be fun. It is honey-based mead.
Oh.
Mmm.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? It's called Honey Hunter's Elixir, and apparently there's some sort of enzyme component compound something in the fermented drink with honey that seems to have some sort of effect on these stubborn strains.
Mm. But doesn't anything mixed with honey taste good?
Yeah.
Tastes better, that's,
that's even, for sure. Even feces.
Honey-based feces.
Oh, see? Good. You sound like... All right. I'm not going to talk about what you sound like. But I will tell you that the fans of baseball and historians of baseball are keeping an eye on a center fielder in Southern California as perhaps one of the greatest players ever, and speculating as to whether this player is going to be traded to the Yankees, like most great center fielders are. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more coming up in the next segment. But first, take a look at your shoes. Yeah, exactly. Isn't it about time you got a new pair of shoes? I mean, look, they're falling apart. I know they're comfy, but everybody says, damn, is he going to get a new pair of shoes? This is where this program comes in. I'm about to give you a nice, huge discount on shoes from a company called Dawgs. That's spelled D-A-W-G-S. They make men's, women's, kids' shoes, boots, sandals, slippers, clogs, flats, flip-flops, golf shoes. They make them. They sell other people's the high-quality stuff, too. Clothing as well at the Dawgs website for men, for women. Designer names you'll recognize. And you should take a look. And the shoes are great, and some of them are from trusted brands that you recognize, like Mossy Oak, Firestone, Cayman, Loudmouth, safety shoes, work and slip-resistant shoes, whatever you need. You need those work shoes. Why not get them from Dawgs? Visit our sponsors page right now at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on the Dawgs button, and you'll get 40% off your first purchase when you use the offer code that you can only see on our sponsors page. 40% off. So go fetch yourself a good deal at philhewlettandfriends.com on the sponsors page. Look for the Dawgs button. That's D-A-W-G-S. And remember, Dawgs is a foot's best friend. Now, where were we going? I know where we're going. See, those of you who know my career know that 5 or 6 or 10 times a year, I get the privilege of sitting at the public address microphone for the Los Angeles Angels in Anaheim, California. And it's such a thrill to announce the guys. And there is no larger cheer from the crowd than when I introduce the center fielder, Mike Trout. And he's quite a phenomenal player, Dale, isn't he?
He's tremendous. He's actually the face of baseball. You know, it was Derek Jeter until he retired. Now it's Mike Trout. There's no question about it. He's a tremendous young man, and he's an amazing talent. And the question is now, will or should the Angels trade Mike Trout? And there's two schools of thought, because if you look at their organization, okay, as far as the farm system goes, it's depleted. Keith Law of ESPN said it's the worst farm system in baseball. So they don't have assets as far as their prospects go. Now, Artie Moreno,
the owner of the Angels,
he's been reluctant to spend money in free agency because he's made some critical decisions that's affected the team financially.
10-year contracts.
Albert Pujols, Josh Hamilton, who they're still paying for, and he's no longer with the team. He's in Texas. He's on the DL with them. C.J. Wilson, the pitcher, he's on the DL, got a big contract. He's been hurt. So the question is, should the Angels trade Mike Trout? And my feeling is this. I mean, I love the kid. He's a great player. He's the best player in baseball. He's won an MVP. He's won 2 MVPs in the All-Star game. But you might have to consider, with all the holes that you have, you could address a lot of needs if you do trade Mike Trout. The bigger question, I think, is what team would be willing to pay the price to acquire Trout? And there are some teams out there that could afford Trout financially and that have the prospect pool to make that trade happen. But according to Billy Epler, the general manager of the Angels, he said he will not trade Mike Trout. And if you look at the Colorado Rockies, they had Troy Tulowitzki and they still have Carlos Gonzalez. And their value, their stock was much higher 3 to 4 years ago. Well, they traded Tulowitzki last year, and they really didn't get market value in return. So if you do something like this and trade Mike Trout, Is this the time now, while he's still 24 years old, under contract for another 4 years after this, but his last 3 years of his contract is back-end loaded? So that's a big question, but there are teams out there, and I could throw a few names out there, a few teams that would have the resources financially and the player pool, the prospect pool, to get a guy like Mike Trout, but it's going to take more than prospects. It's going to take some major league-ready players right now to make this deal happen.
Yeah. Vin Scully, who we talked about earlier, the Hall of Fame play-by-play announcer for the Dodgers, compared Mike Trout to one of the greatest players ever, perhaps the greatest player. Who was that?
Willie Mays.
Wow.
And it's hard to argue that, because Willie was so well-rounded. He was what they call a five-tool player. And the five tools are: you hit for average, you hit for power, you can run, you can throw, and
you could field.
And you can field. But I always called Mike Trout a six-tool player. He's got an additional tool.
What's
got
that?
Mental makeup. This guy, he's just – people talk about Bryce Harper, and he's a great talent, don't get me wrong, but he has that swag that rubs a lot of people the wrong way, where Trout has just the perfect demeanor to be the face of baseball. So to me, he has that six-tool. He's just a great kid. He's a tremendous teammate. He's well-liked, besides being a great talent. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this.
I'll say, we'll keep an eye on it. We baseball fans and others who are just, you know, we like watching baseball when it suits us, like during the playoffs.
Yeah.
Bandwagoners, right?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of us like that.
It's like the NBA. It's like the last minute of the NBA. That's the part that gets really exciting, except it takes about 20 minutes to watch because of all the timeouts.
Before you started listening to this program, Brooke and Dale and I were sitting around, and I said, where are the oldest buildings in the world that are still standing? And Brooke, what did you immediately turn to? You started talking about what?
Well, I wanted to know if the pyramids were considered buildings.
Yeah, I think they are, but are they? Were they built 4,500 years B.C.?
They're really old.
Yeah, but I think they're more like 1,000 B.C., are they not?
I don't know. Should I Google it?
Yeah, go ahead and Google it while I do this, okay? You Google it and see
I'm
if you could derail my story.
I'm on it.
The three oldest buildings in the world were all built between 4,850 and 4,500 B.C. That's old. These are 6,000 to 7,000-year-old buildings, and I want to know what they built them out of, because we need to use those instead of the space age polymers that we're using today.
Yeah, and how about our overhangs, our bridges, our freeways? My goodness!
Right, they're only good for like 20 years.
Wow.
Anyway, these three buildings are all standing still in France, and I wish I could tell you which buildings they are, but I can't. But the three of them, they're all there.
That's amazing.
How about that, huh?
Wow.
Here's another one. George Lucas originally wanted Tom Selleck to be Indiana Jones. Do you know this?
Wow.
And he would have been if he hadn't already signed a contract to be Magnum P.I. I wonder which would have been a more lucrative move for Tom Selleck. With
good,
all the residuals
question.
From the TV show
good
or the
question.
Residuals from the movie?
Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah. I really don't know. Hey, that's it for this segment. We have cut up the full version of the show into little segments so that you can subscribe to the podcast on whatever it is you like using, iTunes or Stitcher or iHeart, or you've got some kind of special app. Just search for Phil Hewlett and Friends and start looking at it that way, will you? We like when you subscribe to the program. Hey, what's up with our eating habits in this country? That's exactly what Sophie Egan looked at when she did her research for her new book, Devoured, From Chicken Wings to Kale Smoothies, How What We Eat Defines Who We Are. She's coming up in the next segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.